Well, let me just say a few things before we take the Lord's Supper together. First of all, let me say we've just heard the glory of Christ preached to us, His mercy, His willingness, and His power to save. And we come to this supper to remember Him and to remember His mercy and to receive again the power of His grace in our lives. But let me say just a few things. I'm going to be reading from the insert in your bulletin. If you have it, you can follow along. We take the Lord's Supper believing that our Savior brings blessing and true spiritual nourishment through the supper to those who receive the supper by faith. The Lord's Supper becomes an effectual means of blessing and spiritual nourishment only by the blessing of Christ and the working of the Holy Spirit in those that by faith receive the supper. Faith in Christ is a saving grace, whereby we receive and rest upon Him alone for salvation, as He is offered to us in the gospel. Therefore, the Lord's Supper is for believers only. We further believe that believers should be baptized upon their profession of faith and be members of a gospel-preaching church, unless in transitory circumstances, before they partake of the supper with us here in this congregation. If you have any questions about the supper and who should participate, please see one of our elders. Juice is provided for those who, for health or other reasons, cannot have wine. Juice is provided in the center of the serving dishes, and wine is in the outer rings. Well, again, we have already heard preached to us the Lord Jesus Christ and His wonderful mercy to us, and His willingness to save and His power to save. And we come to the table again this afternoon to receive afresh, anew, the power of His grace in our life for our strength and our nourishment. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Let us ask Him to bless these elements for the spiritual nourishment of our souls. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before You and we bow low before You as we are mindful of our sinfulness and our unworthiness before You. You are so wonderful, glorious, and majestic in Your being and in Your person. And it is so richly displayed to us in the mercy of Jesus Christ that we are humbled as we come before You today and we think about our sins and our sinfulness. And yet, dear Father, we do come to the table today with faith, hearts full of faith, and therefore gladness and joy that our Savior is a merciful Savior, a gracious Savior who receives sinners to Himself. And we come today, dear Father, as sinners. And we thank You for the Lord Jesus Christ and His reception of us and His acceptance of us. And therefore, Your acceptance in Him of us by His righteousness and by His merits. We thank You, dear Father, for His grace, for His willingness to save. We thank You, dear Father, for His power to save and the power of His grace. And we ask, Lord, in this hour, in this moment, as we participate in these elements, as we remember again our Savior, as we remember His sufferings and His death on our behalf that accomplishes our salvation, this expression of His great love for us, we pray, Lord, that it would be a reminder to us. And as a reminder, by the power of Your Spirit, true strength to our souls and power in our souls and in our life. That Your grace would come to us, Lord, and again, anew, afresh, break the power of sin and the tyranny of death and the fear of death, and that it would banish our doubts and our fears, and that it would set us free to serve You once again by Your grace and by Your mercy. And we come to You asking these things in Christ's name. Amen.